Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFBA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
UMW graduate admissions and career and workforce, our topic today. And it is a topic that, this time of year and what's going on is very timely. We have three people here from UMW this morning. Christy Pack is the Associate Dean of Graduate Admissions, Kimberly Young, the Associate Provost for Career and Workforce, and Teresa Segelken is the Director of Continuing and Professional Programs. Good morning to all of you. It's great to have you in studio here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is such a big issue, especially when you take a look at just the economy and what so many people are facing, and I think this is going to be a great show just because we can talk about some really great options that UMW offers.
Absolutely. So we're really excited to be here. One of the things that's really important for us to, as we're talking today, is that UMW absolutely is the four-year institution for the region. And so we obviously serve undergraduates, and we also serve adults. We serve adults who are transitioning in their careers, those who are thinking about becoming better in the jobs they hold, and especially at this moment in the region and in our nation's history, when we have several who are looking to retool, reskill, or find new industries, we're here for them as well.
I'm glad you mentioned that Kimberly, that in so many ways people just look at UMW as a four-year institution, and this things we're going to talk about today. There are a lot of options if you're looking to get some things quickly that
Absolutely.
You can get.
Absolutely, and Teresa and Christy lead those programs and have a lot to offer.
Christy, I'll start with you. Just as far as background goes, how did you get to UMW in this line of work?
Yeah, so I have been with university for about a decade, about 10 years, and really my passion lies with adult education. And so I am lucky to get to work and continue to work in the field where I can bring different opportunities to adult learners, whether that's through graduate programs or degree completion programs for adults that are trying to wrap up a bachelor's degree. So what I do on the day-to-day is talk with our adult learners in different programs and help them find the connections at UMW that can get them where they want to be professionally. So,
What a wide open field too, and right now that's so important because people may need to either finish up something or add to something.
Yes. So right now what's really in our region moving forward is we have a lot of people coming back into workforce to figure out how to become a professionally licensed teacher and how we do that, whether you're coming in with credit or you're looking at that from a post-baccalaureate, a master's program for initial teacher licensure. So we're helping the region and supporting our teachers that way. And then we have a lot of people just working through business programs where they want to connect back in to complete a bachelor's degree. We have an online degree completion program for leadership and management that's fully online and accessible to them. So I work with students that way, as well as connecting them with our graduate business program to wrap up an MBA program, which is now fully online in the fall and only 30 credits. And so there's a lot of great opportunity there for people to get back into advanced education for business, depending on what their career aspirations are.
And I'm sure as we go along this morning, we'll talk more about that. But that is exciting. Teresa, how about you? How'd you get involved with this?
So I'm really excited to be here today. Thank you, Ted. I came to UMW most recently from the Marine Corps. I spent a decade as a professor and then moved into curriculum design at Headquarters Marine Corps. And then Kimberly came with this wonderful offer, and I get to be the Director of Continuing Studies. In my department, we focus on growing people personally, professionally, and helping the organization meet its growing needs. So we do some custom content for different organizations in the region. We offer personal enrichment programs that are really exciting for folks to take advantage of. And then we do certifications and one-off seminars to help folks develop their skills.
The whole continuing education and professional programs over the years, and I know people that have gone and taken classes, boy, they have been so helpful
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
You hear that from a lot of people because they're able to continue to live their lives, but also, you know, better themselves for the future.
Yes, absolutely. And we work really hard to connect with our strategic partners in the region. So we have partnerships with our local EDAs to help send small business owners to our programs free of charge. So special plug there.
Well, and when you take a look at what's going on with federal workers, the economy, and people just looking to change, this is an option to take a close look at.
Absolutely. It gives them an opportunity to go and pursue certifications that could position them well in the corporate workforce, as well as to pursue their business directions if they choose to go into entrepreneurship or start their own space.
Kimberly, what's your background in all of this?
So my background, I've been in the region for just under 10 years, so almost 9 years now. And I've worked in this space of continuing ed, executive education, workforce for a little over, I don't know, a little over 20 years at this point. And my focus is really on helping people to understand their educational needs, but also their professional development needs, which sometimes that's, you know, it could be a book or a resource, it could be joining a particular group, all of those things that we have available at UMW. And I moved here from the University of Missouri, Kansas City, where I did executive education and ran an EMBA program, an executive MBA program. And at UMW, I've worked with our degree programs, our graduate programs for adults, as well as started our continuing and professional studies before Teresa came along. And I'm really passionate about helping adults to do their work better and find the work that fits them. And it's a great place to do it.
This whole field just seems to be growing and growing. Because I can remember 20 years ago or so starting to hear about it, but it just seems to have changed a lot in recent years.
Yeah, it's absolutely changed. When we think about how we've gotten better at what we do, when we think about how adults learn, we have the field around, really focusing on content and the delivery for adults. We've gotten better with that as an industry.
Yeah.
And UMW has really taken this very seriously by establishing really the role of career and workforce continuing education. We've expanded our graduate programs and been really responsive to the market around what's online and what is in person. The other thing that I think is really important for people in the listening audience to think about, especially if they're thinking of a career transition or just tooling up, is that even if a program is online through UMW, because we are here in the region, they can still come to campus. They can still participate in the programming that we have. They can, for instance, complete a degree, a bachelor's degree through our Bachelor of Liberal Studies program, and participate in a one-day continuing education business acumen seminar on anything from, you know, having difficult conversations to coaching relationships with their team and their staff. So all of those things are available, as well as Teresa mentioned, personal enrichment partnerships like Potomac Winery and others.
Over the years, we've done a couple of different partnerships with Six Bears and a Goat and Potomac Point, where we ran beer and wine classes where folks learned the different types of beers and wines and to pair them. Really fun stuff. We have photography classes, American Sign Language, a lot of awesome opportunities for personal growth.
Could take a quick break and come back. We'll pick up on that when we come back. Good stuff this morning with Teresa, Kimberly, and Christy from UMW. UMW Graduate Admissions and Career and Workforce, our topic. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
UMW Graduate Admissions and Career and Workforce are our topic this morning. Three folks from UMW in this morning. Good stuff. We're also going to talk, there's a special half-day conference coming up on May 15th that we'll get to as we go along. Teresa Segelken is a Director of Continuing and Professional Programs. And right before the break, you were talking just about partnerships with some of the breweries. I guess that's one of the great options with a lot of this is you can set up a lot of local partnerships that really benefit everybody.
Absolutely. It's one of my greatest pleasures in this position to connect the university with organizations that we maybe didn't have a partnership with before and then extend that opportunity out to the community. Working with Potomac Point and working with Six Bears and a Goat was just fantastic. We had about 70 students between the classes that we offered learn some really great skills around developing their own wines, learning how to grow the right grapes and test the wine. Same thing with the beer class, learning the different processes that go into creating the beers that hopefully we all love around the region. Yeah. And then pairing with our different types of foods to help bring out the notes. It was a fulfilling and fun class to do, especially during stressful times. We have to take care of the whole.
Well, and you're helping the local businesses just that partnership, and who knows, maybe they end up with an employee or two, but you're also just helping the region.
And I think it's also when we think about being a well-rounded professional, right? Like there is the content that you need to do your job. There's the context, right? So the industry in which your organization operates within, and having that understanding and how it impacts your job. And then there are also these other pieces, like understanding whether it's gardening, beer, wines, mm-hmm. photography, that makes you a more interesting person to talk to. And also someone who can start conversations, build relationships, mm-hmm. and build rapport. And that's what this is about, right? In terms of developing your career.
I was just going to say to you that I've never taken any of these courses, but
We're
I have looked at them.
Looking for you.
And now you're all there. No, I have. I've looked at some of these and thought, I don't really need this professionally, but this would be interesting to know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know what class is coming up or which ones have we just had, a few topics.
So we're finishing up our American Sign Language course. We offer two versions of that, an intermediate and an intro. All of those have had wonderful folks in our community. A lot of our teachers are taking it to help support our students. That's been really fantastic. We're wrapping up a Spanish class and an Arabic class, which were also really fun to learn a little bit more about different cultures that we see represented in our region. We are planning to launch a photography class over the summer, but you'll have to keep an eye on our website to see that come up.
Yeah. See, those are all topics, because I'd actually looked into sign language.
Yeah.
And I never actually even thought of seeing if there were. So, there are a lot of, and photography is always an interesting thing. So, it's not always, some of these courses aren't always just the super serious, you're going to get a degree out of it. Like you say, Kimberly, you just become a better person.
Yeah, you become a more well-rounded professional, right? And that's what employers are looking for. And it also helps you with, even if you're an entrepreneur, right? If you're more well-rounded, that helps support your innovation, your ability to be creative and think outside of where you are, right? Because you have these tentacles into lots of different creative pursuits. We also, through continuing and professional studies, have what's called the Business Acumen Series, which Teresa launched 2 years ago, I think.
Three years ago,
with great classes, right?
It has been super exciting to launch that series and bring together many people in our region. The Business Acumen Series are different seminars, basically one every month, available to businesses, individuals, organizations, whoever wants to come. We have up to 50 seats. And we cover topics from having courageous conversations. That will be this coming May. We just talked about public speaking and presenting your ideas in clear and cohesive ways. We've looked at having different types of leadership, how you lead effectively through change, how you begin your what you're looking to do. We do things on innovation. It's just endless, and we're so excited to get to bring folks together to have these important conversations, create deep connections, and look to UMW as the place to grow holistically.
If someone's interested in a lot of these different programs overall, and we're going to get into some of the master's programs and things as we go along this morning, but what's, just go to umw.edu and look for continuing education and that something like that?
Yes, absolutely. umw.edu/CPS, and you'll get right to continuing studies.
So it's just so interesting how education is changing in meeting the needs.
Absolutely.
So much of where people are, along with traditional education.
Absolutely. And that's something that UMW is doing a great job of. We're really trying to make sure that we're listening to the region, our employers, and the individuals, right? And so that's why you see flexible degree programs to help students to continue, as well as kind of an examination of how we construct our graduate programs and how they are accessible to individuals who are working and our continuing studies as well. So all of this is kind of emerging from listening to the region and staying in touch.
So Christy, as you develop programs and take a look at everything, I guess everything's on the table now and you're always looking for ways.
Yeah, so the graduate programs have a little more structure to them just in terms of how we onboard prospective students. And so, and I work across a few different colleges. So I do some focus on education as well as business. And then with our undergraduate student population that's coming back through for degree completion. And so I will say the last few years have been remarkable just in terms of what we've been able to do with streamlining our programs, making them as the most flexible that they've ever been to accommodate the workforce in terms of what the needs are. We live in a region where the interstate can make or break us on any given day.
Right. Yes, we all know that.
In terms of how we get around and how quickly we can even get from one place to another. And so it's just been a natural progression to offer things in the most flexible way possible, obviously with us moving things into online formats that give our students, as Kimberly mentioned before, kind of a customizable way to do online education with a brick and mortar school that's here where you can actually walk at graduation, where you can utilize our facilities and our campus and still be connected in a really meaningful way to know your faculty, to know your classmates, and to network. Because for me, you're here to get a degree with us, but at the same time, there's nothing more valuable than the connections that you're going to make with the people that are in the classes with you that are going through that same journey. Learning from them, to me, is just as important as what you're going to take away from your faculty member, because those connections are lifelong. The people I met in my graduate program are my friends to this day.
Absolutely.
And are people I still talk to, still people I consult with, and people that have a meaningful place in my life. And so even through the personal enrichment classes and different things of that nature, you get into an environment where you find like-minded people. You find like-minded people from different industries. And then that just helps you kind of maybe have a new idea about a career path, learn something about a company that you didn't know before that starts that exploration for you to become your best self. And you can't do that in a stagnant place. So getting into education, taking a class, doing something that's a little bit outside of your comfort zone really helps propel you into that place where you start to grow.
Do you have people that, you know, that will be taking a, will all of a sudden be taking a particular class and then decide, I want to do more than this, and jump into, you all of a sudden you start looking at the requirements for an MBA, and you decide, I think I want to do that.
Oh, yeah. So we have students that come in and say, well, I don't know, or they're even dabbling between whether they want to do professional business education or they want to be a teacher. I mean, sometimes that's how conflicted we are, right?
Yeah.
We're like, I don't know. And so we do allow students to come in and take classes non-degree to a certain extent to let them have that experience and then make the best decision for them in terms of what they're capable of or where they think they can see themselves moving professionally. And sometimes they take one class and they know, and they just take off. And other times they take a class, especially in education, sometimes they think they want to be an elementary school teacher and they go two classes in and realize that special education is where their passion lies. And they really want to work with children that have special needs. And so you you see people kind of through the process of exploration, take those classes, figure some things out for themselves in consultation with great faculty members that can talk with them one-on-one about what that full experience is going to be, and then give them great advice about how to turn that into a career.
No, I take a look at, when I just look at some of the things required, like for the Master's of Business Administration, or even a Master of Education, and the hours required, and I mean it's all very doable. All of a sudden, you start looking at that. I think, and as a person, you look at that and think, I could do that in not too much time.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say the majority of our business, our MBA students are enrolled part-time. Our part-time students take one class at a time and can finish a program in 2 years within like an 8-week course, within a standard semester. And so it's super doable in terms of having an online format that just kind of runs year-round, and you're just almost... I did my MBA program one course at a time, and what I always tell my students and how I work with them is, when you're taking one class at a time, every class becomes your favorite.
Right.
So you have a great chance of success when you can really put all your focus and energy into that, into the subject.
Yeah, because sometimes it's so hard when you're taking 3-4 classes and just to focus, but one is just totally different.
Yes.
And it goes so much faster.
Yep, and education is managed in a similar process between hybrid and in-person classes. There's a little bit more to that one because it does come with licensure that is facilitated through the state of Virginia, but still really great options in terms of a manageable schedule.
What's the cost of some of these? And I'm sure there are scholarships and tuition helps available, especially if you're a Virginia resident.
Yeah, well, our MBA program has one of the most competitive rates in the state in terms of a full price tag for an MBA program. But our MED program, we have really partnered with our region to make sure that we're providing affordable options for teachers, because we're in such a need to have licensed professionals in those classrooms. And so we do offer a 35% tuition scholarship for all of our paraprofessionals, our instructional aides, those that are already in the school setting, whether it's private or public, that are seeking out full licensure options. And so I work with those students to make sure they're aware of the scholarship opportunity and connect them with resources to identify the funding that they need to be successful.
Boy, when you take a look at what's needed in, like you say, as far as teachers or in education today, this is a lifesaver.
Yeah.
A lot of school districts.
Yeah, and it's, UMW has an excellent education for preparing teachers in the field. Many of them have gone on to be Teachers of the Year. They've been recognized for their training and expertise, and just the amount of time our faculty spend making sure that they are more than prepared to take over a classroom when it's their time to transition into that a full-time role.
Christy, were you going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say, and this is a continuum, right? Because we have the degree programs, the licensure, and we also, and then on the continuing ed side, have the program professional development. So once a teacher is in the role, they've been credentialed, licensed, then they're able to pick up hours toward maintaining those credentials, but also for as they progress through their career as a teacher and an education professional, they pick up new skills, right? Yeah. That they realize they need at different times. And so it's another way that we continue to serve the region through both credit and non-credit programs to help support the development and the professionals here.
Kimberly Young is Associate Provost for Career and Workforce. Christy Pack is Associate Dean of Graduate Admissions. And Teresa Segelken is a Director of Continuing and Professional Programs at the University of Mary Washington. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
UMW Graduate Admissions and Career and Workforce this morning with Christy, Kimberly, and Teresa. Good stuff as we talk about some things that I am learning a ton of stuff. And Christy Pack, the Associate Dean of Graduate and Workforce Admissions. We were just talking about teachers and meeting a need there. Christy, nursing, I know, is another one of those areas, especially with the new VA clinic and all in the area. There's really a big need.
Yeah, there is. And so our RN to BSN program is something that we've had for a few years at UMW and is kind of looking at resources and kind of amping up right now. And that's really in response to the region's need to develop more RNs. And so Germana's responded to that. They are growing exponentially in that way. Actually, I'm going to be out at their new campus tomorrow to talk with nurses. But our program is an online completion again for RN to BSN. So students come to us with an associate's degree in nursing and an RN license, and then we can academically get them the rest of the way there in terms of coursework in a fully online format. And so we work really closely with Mary Washington Healthcare in that capacity to support their workforce and taking them to that professional
level.
Yeah. For that other word I was looking for, which I don't know where it went. But yeah,
happens to
that
me all the time.
Yeah, to that professional level, but also just in the region here. So across all of our community colleges, we work really hard to partner with them and provide them the resources to take them to that next level where they can be the most successful professionally, because nursing is such an important and vital part of as you can see with the growth in the hospital community and everything else that's setting up here in the Fredericksburg region. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
And I was going to say, just the way you work with, whether it's businesses or you can team up and work together with Germana, there's a lot of, everyone really does work together.
Yes, absolutely. It truly is a partnership here, and I can say that across all of the programs that we work with, whether it's the school systems, whether it's the local community colleges, whether it's the hospital system. Everyone is incredibly supportive, brings all their ideas to the table to how we can best provide not only the resources, the funding, all of the opportunity here to make sure that workforce is supported and that students are not only getting the skills that they need, but they have the resources and the support in order to take it all the way to the finish line.
UMW.edu, and then just navigate around and look for what fits you, I guess.
You can check out our regulars admission pages for transfer, which is where our RN to BSN lies, along with our adult degree completion program. Or you can click on graduate admissions and start looking at opportunities for teacher licensure or professional business education through an MBA program.
So talk to me, whoever can talk to me, at least start off this on May 15th. There's a half day program.
May 15th, yes, we are calling it What I Can Do Now, a mini conference for job seekers. We all know what's happening in our region right now, and we want to help support those who have been displaced. So UMW has taken up the call to host a conference to help upskill folks who perhaps haven't been searching for jobs in a long time, but it is open to everyone. We have 100 seat maximum. We'd love to fill the room. We will have folks coming in to talk about getting past the application stage. So how do you get on a recruiter's help me here. How do you get on a recruiter's
list?
Yeah. How do you get seen by a recruiter? How do you get the application seen by the hiring team? We're going to talk about tools that have been used in the past, how those have evolved. We'll have a whole session on using AI to help move your application forward and search for jobs quickly. And we will close out with a panel on resources that are available for folks right now. So we want to make sure people feel supported and know that UMW is a place you can come to feel supported in our community.
Wait, when you use the word evolve too, because things have changed.
If
I had to go look today, I would,
right?
I would be knocking on your door.
and we'd welcome you with open arms.
I would invite you to do that, absolutely.
I would say, yeah. Kimberly, Teresa, Christy, please help me, because the way it was and the way it is has changed dramatically.
Well, this is such a it's a scary and difficult time in many ways, right?
Yeah.
For the reasons that you said. If I've been in a job, for instance, and I personally, you know, this is Kimberly, I have coached a few folks over the last several months who have been in jobs for 20 or 30 years,
right,
who are now suddenly looking for another role. That means the resume is not necessarily updated. They hadn't thought about, as they progressed through their career in a particular agency, how to document that experience for another job.
Because you never thought you would have to.
And they would have to do that. And they were happy with what they were doing. They were being promoted. They were doing great things. And so part of what we're doing, I think individually, I'm doing a lot of this within the context of work with alumni, is helping them to think about the experiences that they've had, thinking about how to document those in today's terms, right? And in terms that may be a departure from the federal government, which has a very specific language about how work is done. And so making that translation so that it's relatable to other industries, other fields, getting them then lined up with these skills courses to help them to maybe freshen up in a few areas that they need, add some updated education, new certifications to that resume, and then think about how AI is a reality. It's one we embrace at UMW, and there are AI tools that are absolutely scanning resumes. And so there are things from when I was searching that I did with my resume.
Keywords kinds of things.
Yeah, keywords that we're doing differently now, right?
Huh.
So we're looking at, you know, perhaps, you know, Ted, when we were searching for jobs, there was a, you know, kind of, we were looking at the human eye and how the human eye would scan the resume. We still need to do that. So it needs to be aesthetically pleasing. But we also need to think about those keywords. There was a time where many of these folks who are looking right now really thought about the cover letter as the customized component of the application package. Now, today, it's not only the cover letter, the resume has to change for every job application. So when someone is looking for a job opportunity or looking at a job opportunity, that requirement section in that job opportunity, that qualification section, the duties section, we really need to take that into account and adjust the resume to meet those needs or those requirements that are stated in the job application. That is a completely different way of looking at things than, you know, when many of us were out even 5 years ago,
yeah,
or 6 years ago.
I've never heard that. I would be lost.
It's completely different. And we're here to help, right? And so these are things that we're learning, we're hearing, we know, and that are coming into this conference.
May 15th.
Mm-hmm.
At the Jepson Center.
Registration is now open.
Yeah.
And so these are things that are going to be covered in that conference. And also, just especially for alumni, but as people are coming, we're here. You know, I've had some folks who are not alumni reach out and say, can you help me look at my resume? We're not saying no. Happy to do that.
Boy, I hadn't even thought about the fact that if you've been in the government for,
yes,
20 or 30 years and all of a sudden you're looking and it's going to have to be outside the government.
Yes.
That is going to be a shock.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And even going from federal government to state government, the language is different. And so,
yeah,
there's really that need to think differently about and communicate differently about the experiences that have been done. A lot of conversations I've also had with some of the job seekers in transition is about really even what's next, right? So I've done this job, I've done this role, I've been a program manager, or I've been whatever that role is, and now I'm not even sure what I'm qualified to do, right? Like, I know I can do,
right,
lots of great things,
mm-hmm,
but what does that look like? What is that?
Yeah.
What's next? And so we're having these what's next conversations, which will also happen on
May
15th.
We're carving out a lot of time for folks to connect with each other, to bond, to grow, and to network in the region and who is around the table. So that will help build those relationships that we're looking for folks to find.
Yeah. And if there are any listening, if I may, for a moment,
yeah,
just one of the things that I do, if there is someone out there who's thinking about what's next and not sure about how to think about that. One of the ways that I offer up is to think about not where you want to work, not the title of what you want to do, but what is the collection of experiences that you want? So think about what you uniquely bring to the table and what you want to experience. And then putting that together, you can then kind of hold that up as kind of a guideline or guide to the jobs that are available and start to understand where there are matches. And that's what kind of tells you where you can kind of sink your anchor, right, and start to look. Otherwise, it can feel so big and so, you know, overwhelming. But if you just think about, what's the collection of experiences? What collection of experiences do I want? Do I want to work with scientific people? Do I want to work with creatives? Do I want to work with my hands? Do I want to spend more of my time sitting, right? Like, there's lots of different ways to think about that. And once we get clear about that, we can start to match that up and begin to kind of hone in on the opportunities that might be right for us.
That's such good stuff. And it does take some introspection.
Absolutely.
You don't just pull that together and just, you know, a couple of hours
reflection
and start shooting resumes.
Absolutely
all up.
Not. Reflection is key. Reflection, networking, getting out and talking to people, not necessarily even about a job, but just starting with one conversation. And at the end of that conversation, asking, who else should I talk to? So now you've met me. We've had a 15 or 20 minute great conversation. As I continue on this journey, is there anyone else that you can think of that I should talk to? That's a great question to ask.
But the whole what's next, Teresa, part of this seems like that really is where you can give people a lot of information, but the what's next can really help them.
Absolutely. We want to help people to feel that they can take a next step, that they are prepared to go in a next direction. UMW as a liberal arts institution is all about the thinking piece, the critical thinking, the creative thinking, developing those skills. And as we see technology emerge and we see these different challenges put in front of us, we need to focus too on how to build those skills in each other and in our community. This conference will help to open the door and is the first of a few steps we're hoping to take to help folks.
So I'd like them to think about three things, right? That reflection, that connection, and the what's next, and then that education, whether it's a one-day conference or a one-day course in the business acumen series, or even then moving into completing a degree that perhaps they put on hold, or looking at a master's degree. So there's some components that they can really start to think about, how do I, as they move forward, right? And how do I continue this career journey?
Yeah, because I guess there may be a situation where you've got 20, 30 years of experience, and that will help you, but you may need to go and get a master's degree in something.
Yeah, you can. And if you're trying to piece together credit and even try to figure out how to get it to a bachelor's degree level, all of that work experience is valued. And at UMW, you can put that into a portfolio class for evaluation of additional elective credit.
Okay.
And so you don't have to necessarily look at that as that's just my work history. But you can actually turn that into college credit if you're a degree completer looking at a baccalaureate degree and put that into portfolio and then have it evaluated. So there's some really creative and cool ways to use that work experience and make it work for you.
So you don't have to just sit and look at things just in black and white of what I've done. There, like you say, that there are you've got options.
You do,
yeah,
you do. And the best thing to do is if you don't know what you don't know,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Is to start asking questions and getting curious about, well, what would it take? And then, you know, eating that elephant one bite at a time. Well, let me get my application submitted. Let me get an offer of admission. Let me look at the schedule. Let me see if it's doable. And taking those little, the bigger piece of this and breaking it up into much smaller little steps to kind of get you to where you need to be. Because not everything is overwhelming when you look at it in the whole.
Yeah.
It's much more doable when you start breaking things down into the pieces that get you to that next step.
Wow, I want to sit down with you guys and just, you guys make it, there really is a wide world out there that's available, and once you get past maybe the shock,
yes,
of change, there are pathways.
Absolutely, and change is opportunity, right? It's not something that any of us necessarily love, especially when it's happening to us, but it is an opportunity, and it's an opportunity to think about reinvention. It's an opportunity to think about what's new, what's next, and how we want to intentionally move into this next phase. And we have, at UMW, we have experience helping people do that and supporting their professional journey.
UMW is your hometown university. It is the most supportive place I have ever seen. And I've been around a little bit. It is a wonderful place to come together to help you eat that elephant and plan your next steps.
Well, one of the things, just like with AI, because I run into a lot of people who don't even want to touch it, and I'll say that there are components of it that can be very helpful, and you do need to learn, like you said, Kimberly, you've got to learn some of the, it's here, you got to learn at least some of the basics of how to be able to navigate.
Absolutely.
I completely agree. We will have multiple sessions focusing on AI over the next couple of months. And this one in particular, we're going to help folks who have little to no experience using AI to find a new way to help find a job, to use it as a tool in your toolbox.
Quick break, and we'll wrap this up and talk again about this this one-day conference. We use it as 100 seats. That'll go fast. So if
that
you're interested,
will.
Make sure you get your spot in get in line. UMW Graduate Admissions and Career and Workforce with Christy Pat, Kimberly Young, and Teresa Segelken. And we will conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
University of Mary Washington Graduate Admissions, Career and Workforce with Christy Pack, Kimberly Young, and Teresa Segelken this morning. Really good stuff. And especially the May 15th half-day conference on just dealing the kind of the what-ifs and everything. And so, Teresa, I guess, like we said, sign up. And if this is something, or if you know people, let them know about it.
Absolutely. We'll make sure this is posted on all our community calendars. You're going to see it from your local economic developments are going to send out information about it. It will be all over social media. And I want to emphasize that we're calling it What I Can Do Now, so that you know that you have agency in the change that is happening around you.
And it's important to know, even though there are 100 seats for this conference that's coming up on May 15th, for continuing and professional studies, the other courses that we've mentioned, in any given year, we have nearly 60 programs, and we educate or invite a little bit over 1,000 participants every single year. So there are 100 seats here.
There are 100 seats here.
But there are more than 1,000 opportunities.
Yeah. I'm going to jump in quick there. We had the privilege of serving over 1,500 different participants this year between our teachers and our community.
Absolutely.
And it was just a wonderful space to be working in and helping folks get to where they want to be.
Absolutely. And graduate program deadlines, when do they?
Oh, so when the rest of the campus, our traditional campus, starts to settle down for the summer is when graduate admissions starts to heat up. So we are closing in on our priority filing dates, which come up on June 1st. But that really gives people the best timeline in terms of getting everything submitted, getting an offer of admission, doing advising, and then set up really nicely to join us in the fall for classes.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about that, now's the time. Have that conversation.
Right.
Reach out. Ask us. See what's available to you given your educational situation and your professional needs.
Yep, it's free to apply as a grad student at UMW. So
I've learned so much today.
Yeah.
from all of you, and I guess the final, you know, what did we learn today? The big takeaway to me is, yes, the UMW is there, and there are the students, and there are the traditional college, university things that we all know. But boy, there UMW is for anybody in all ages, whether it's the MBA degrees or the graduate degrees or just the classes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And organizations looking for interns, right? So we are here for every part of that workforce continuum. We are launching every year over 1,000 students into the workforce, either into graduate school or the workforce. And so we care about this topic deeply and are committed.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
This really just opens up a lot, and especially in this world today, as we do, as we look at things changing so much. Check out UMW if you've got questions, or you just want to take a sign language class or photography class. Teresa Segelkin, Kimberly Young, Christy Peck, thank you all for what you're doing, what you're doing in the community. This was great. We'll talk again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.